been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday. It is April Fool's Day. It's April the 1st, 2021. And today's move in the market is brought to you by the semiconductor sector. As I've looked here at what's moving the market today, it's the chips. The standout stock of the day so far for me is Applied Materials, AMAT, one that we own, ASML. So that is leading the market right now, that chip sector, probably on the back of the infrastructure package announced yesterday. Dow up 92 right now, 33,068. The S&P was above 4,000. Is it still there? Let's see. The S&P 500 is up, 29 points. 4,002. Okay. We've never said 4,000 before on the S&P 500. But, yeah, no, I'm just looking. It's a little tepid here move. As I look at the rest of the market, it's pretty much centered in a couple, two, three areas of the market, which will amplifying that a little bit here as we go through the show. The NASDAQ up 200 again. I think maybe that tech correction is over. It was pretty nasty. I think in my newsletter I'll just highlight some of the drops in some of the leading stocks from about mid-February to probably 2 days ago. That's probably when the tech sector finally started to settle. And I'm seeing the tech sector settle as the bond market settles. Pretty obvious that that's what had the tech stocks upset, was that rise in interest rates. Small caps up 1% today. Crude oil up $1.27 to $60.43. Gold is up $12.90. A lot of expectations. I talked to a lot of people in various industries, and a lot of expectations for inflation going forward. Well, we've seen those expectations before. They've never come to fruition. This time looks different, however. Silver up 19 cents to $24.73. Interest rates are calm today, 1.70. I heard an ex-member of the Fed calling for 3% by the end of the year. Boy, if he's right, that would be very disruptive to the tech sector and other sectors. But right now it's sanguine. It's at 1.70%, the 10-year. Bitcoin's up $804. 60,000 seems to be the elevation it's struggling with right now. 59,192 for a Bitcoin today. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. We've got the quarter one to 21 of 2021 behind us in the rearview mirror now. We begin a new quarter today. What will the new quarter bring? Well, you know, we've got a brand new article out on Seeking Alpha today. You might want to check that out. We said in late December that this would be a transitional kind of a year. It would not be the same as last year, and it has proved. Well, I think we understated things back in December, although we acted accordingly and made some pretty big changes along the way. We've seen a massive correction in the tech sector. The higher the PE, the more the correction. Would I go running back into those high PE stocks? Well, let's put it this way. I think that it's looking like the correction in the tech sector has settled down for now. I'm seeing a lot of stocks, a lot of sectors now going from a number four downtrend to that sideways trend. Okay, that's very healthy. That means things are settling down. Things are consolidating finally. And I think it correlates to the bond market settling down. I looked at a chart of AGG today, which is the aggregate bond market ETF. It has finally settled down and started to base. And maybe we've seen the top on the interest rates for now at 1.75. I still think we'll see 2% or higher by the end of the year, but it does look like maybe things have settled down for now. The chip stocks are helping, they're resuscitating the tech sector. They're having some monster moves, especially the chip equipment stocks, which I've talked about a lot here on the show. There's a chip shortage. I know Taiwan Semiconductor is going to invest $10 billion to increase their capacity. Well, that's going to help companies like Applied Materials and ASM Lithography and others that provide the equipment for making chips. And you're seeing a massive move in the chip sector, in the semiconductor sector here today. And we have quite a bit of exposure to that area of the market. But, you know, we've seen a massive sell-off in the solar stocks. Now they're starting to rebound finally with the more details of the plan, the infrastructure plan. Also got some settling in the EV sector as the plan calls for extended credits going out for many years now for buying electric vehicles. So that's got that sector settled down finally. So we'll see where we go from here, but definitely you can sum up that first sector as quite a correction. Let's use ARK, okay, the ARK ETF. It was down 30% at one time from the high. So that's a pretty steep correction in those momentum names. So we begin a new quarter, and I think this quarter could be a little bit healthier here for the tech sector. Okay, I did a lot of work here this morning, a lot of reading, a lot of studying, a lot of research, looked at a lot of different companies, a lot of different stocks, a lot of different news items. Tomorrow, the market will be closed for Good Friday. We'll have a three-day weekend. We'll be writing the newsletter today and getting it out tomorrow. Yeah, take a look at that thing. You know, we've had a tremendous year here at Gunderson Capital. It's just about just past the one-year anniversary. We made a massive call in the market back on March 19th of last year when we said go all in, when things couldn't have been bleaker, I don't think, out there as far as the sentiment on the economy, on the world, as COVID was shutting businesses down, as the economy came to a screeching halt. And as people were fleeing, yes, that was Bill Gunderson and his team running the other way into the fleeing crowd. And they were mocking and making fun of us and making fun of me. And I'm a crackpot. Don't listen to this guy anymore. Well, you know what? That was a pretty massive call on the market. And our business and our assets under management have grown considerably over the last 12 months. Well, Gunderson, what about the next 12 months? Well, you know, we'll continue to do it as we always have, a day at a time, a week at a time, sector at a time, a stock at a time, always looking under more rocks than the next guy, and seeing how many little treasure nuggets that we can find hidden under those rocks. So, you know, we're pretty fully invested. Our cash has gone down. Maybe we're 25% cash, 75% invested in the market. And it's looking to me like, in fact, I made a major buy yesterday, and it was in the tech sector. That will be in the newsletter tomorrow. You can go to GundersonCapital.com, GundersonCapital.com. What newsletter made the better calls than the Best Stocks Now newsletter over the last 12 months? If you've got one, go ahead, send me an email, bill@GundersonCapital.com. But we're very proud of what we've done for folks over the last 12 months and guiding them through what was a very challenging 2020, and not only guiding you through it, but hopefully making you putting a lot of money in your pocket along the way. We're not done yet. You know, life goes on. This is my 24th year in the industry. I love what I do. My health is great. I guess I will kind of follow Warren Buffett and die with my boots on someday. That's what I plan on doing. I ain't going nowhere. Well, I am for just 2 minutes here. 3 minutes? I don't know. Then we'll be back. We got a lot to talk about today. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Show. Back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now show. Was 14,095 the top of the NASDAQ? I'm still going to hold by that. I do think that 14,095 was the top. Will we exceed that at some point in the future? More than likely. Will it be in the next couple of months? Yeah, you know what? I don't think so. But The NASDAQ did get down to 12,000, the high 12,000s here recently, which kind of set it up more of a trade, I would say. And you're finally starting to see the NASDAQ kind of bottom out here and bounce off of that. But it's not every stock. Like, I look at the NASDAQ today, it is really centered in big, large cap tech and the semi, more specifically the chip sector, ASM, lithography, NXP, applied materials, AMD, etc. And the other area I see is kind of the electric vehicle charging station companies. I'm not real wild. I don't know how profitable of a business that is. And it looks like it may be setting up for a pretty good trade. And a lot of the EV stocks that sold off, Lu, Neo, you know, XPeng, Tesla, obviously, it looks like there may be some opportunity, Boyd, etc. So that's how it's shaping up right now. France's Emmanuel Macron shuts down schools and implements domestic travel ban. And a 7 p.m. curfew. Well, that's no fun. Baseball season. Of course, they don't really care about Major League Baseball in Paris. But today is opening day. You know where I'll be at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time watching my Padres. Who are they playing? Arizona Diamondbacks go at it today. And I can't wait for that Final Four. Man, I was a big UCLA fan. John Wooden was my favorite coach of all time, the Wizard of Westwood. I remember growing up in San Diego, we had 1 year we had the Final Four. We had the championship game in the San Diego Sports Arena, which was just about a mile from my home. And I remember the crowd of people going to see, how many years in a row did UCLA win? And, of course, San Diego was home to Bill Walton, the great Bill Walton, who played for UCLA. So the Wizard of Westwood, if you want to read a great book, John Wooden, the biography of John Wooden. I listened to it one time on audio books. Initial jobless claims rise sharply to 719,000. That's not good. Biden calls out Amazon for using federal tax loopholes. Well, what does the Washington Post think of that? Bezos, Washington Post. Amazon's having a good day, however. Big tech? I wouldn't say that's the best chart in the world. It's still under its 200-day moving average. Not real exciting there. But it has based. You know, this is not a very good chart, really, on Amazon. It's been going sideways now for months. Biden calls out Amazon. He's going to close that loophole. Whatever they're using, the R&D, research and development tax credit, is one big loophole that you could drive an electric semi-Tesla truck through. Well, the first quarter roundup, bonds tumble, mergers and acquisitions. Well, look at the SPAC market in the first quarter of this year. It was unbelievable. I've never added so many new stocks to my database. I got blisters on my finger, like John Lennon said, from adding all of those stocks into the database. Wow. But the yields taking off, I think, was the big story of the quarter, this past quarter, and the impact that it had on the market. I talked to one of my buddies last night. He's in the mortgage business. He thinks interest rates are headed higher. Now, normally a mortgage guy, of course, they're always going to say that, aren't they? You better lock in today. Rates are headed higher. You better talk to me now. But no, he's a pretty honest guy and knows, been in the business a long time. He thinks rates are going higher from here. And I heard a guy this morning on one of the financial channels, pretty smart cookie that used to be on the Federal Open Market Committee, predicting 3% by the end of the year. I don't see that, but I see 2% or higher by the end of the year. But I think things are going to moderate, and that's helping the NASDAQ right now. The M&A boom in the first quarter of this year. Now, if we look at asset class performance for Q1, small caps did pretty good. They were the leaders. Although they've cooled off now, the NASDAQ was only up 3.4% in Q1. And you've got to consider that the momentum names within the NASDAQ, they took it on the chin during Q1. Oil stocks had a very good Q1. That kind of came out of nowhere. Oil energy sector up 29.8%. And, of course, the beneficiary of higher interest rates for the most part is the financial sector. And the financial sector was up 19% in the first quarter of this year. Small cap value was the asset class winner. I still like that sector of the market. Small cap value was up 27.2% versus the NASDAQ up just 3.4%. What a big difference. President Biden's American job plan. Some people questioning that word job plan. I've heard some say it's a job killer. I've seen others say that only 8% is going towards infrastructure out of $2 trillion. Well, look, I haven't had time to read it. The ETFs that can be affected, for the most part, the transportation sector, right in the middle of things there. I've noticed the transportation stocks have done, the trucking stocks have done very well recently. The 5G sector, there is a 5G ETF. I added it to my app this morning. It's called FIVG as they try to bring internet to all of America. Water, clean water, there's a couple of ETFs there, FIW and CGW, of course, solar. I'm seeing finally, we made a lot of money in the solar stocks in January and February, and then we cashed in. They sold off about 35% from the top, and now they're starting to firm up again. And there's definitely some favorites that I have there. As far as the ETFs go, TAN is always one that people look for. ICLN is another one. And then there's some infrastructure ETFs. One that I can think of off the top of my head, PAVE, P-A-V-E. And then, of course, individual solar stocks like Sunrun and SolarEdge, S-E-D-G, and Enphase, all the previous winners. Might be a good trade here. E-N-P-H is another one. Well, when we come back, we got a lot to talk about. I'm going to have to talk really fast in the second half to get all this in. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. And welcome back here to the second half of Best. Look at Yankee Stadium today. Well, they're going to play today. Are the Yankees playing today? Weather looks a little shaky there in New York. The Dow's up 59, 33,040. The S&P's actually added a few points to its 4,000 level. It's at 4,006 right now. So things looking a little better. Maybe that tech correction is over. But as I see the stocks that are starting to rebound, I wouldn't be going back into DocuSign and Zoom and Peloton and that bunch. It's pretty narrow. It looks to me to be mostly the semiconductor. I would call it three sectors here that look like they're ripe for a nice pop here. Of course, the chips. I've been with the chips. I never really gave up on the chips. A few of them I did, but we still have pretty good exposure there. That's probably the number one sector in the market right now. The cloud sector is starting to look a little bit better here, too. A lot of these cloud stocks like ServiceNow, Salesforce, there's a whole slew of cloud stocks. And I would say the third one here that looks the most interesting, the solar stocks, which we had pretty good exposure to, made a lot of money in. And I would say another area to continue to avoid, the Chinese stocks still look very poor. And, and the electric vehicle stocks are starting to perk up a little bit, especially after this big plan was announced yesterday. Okay, let's see. What else do we got? Well, yeah, the charging stocks, ChargePoint, CHPT. Yeah, I want to see a profitable model out of them. Blink Charging is on the move today. Beam, BEEM. Those are pretty much the three big ones, charging stocks. I can see a lot more companies getting into that business. I think it's highly competitive. I realize we've got to build a lot of charging stations across America. I'll keep my eye on it, all right? Macau gaming revenue up 58% in March against a soft comparable from last year. Ford idles two major truck plants. Of course, the Ford F-150 is pretty much Ford's cash cow. The chip shortage worsens. Well, between that and the fact that infrastructure, what did they used to say? The information highway is paved with chips, with semiconductors, and semiconductors are in everything. Taiwan Semi is looking, they're eyeing a $100 billion investment. I thought it was 10. It's $100 billion over the next 3 years to boost chip capacity. So they're the big foundry producing the chips. Their customers include Apple and Qualcomm. Apple and Qualcomm are not chip makers. They design the chips and then ship off the design to Taiwan to make them. That's one of the problems, is there's not enough foundry capacity. Taiwan going to spend $100 billion over the next 3 years. And that, of course, has got these chip equipment stocks. The major names there are Applied Materials, which we featured here the other day. My favorite is ASM Lithography, ASML, which we've done very, very well with. And then you've got Lam Research, LRCX, and KLA Tencor, KLAC. Those are the chip equipment makers, okay? So that's a little bit different sector than the chip maker, or the chip fabless chip makers. There's the design of the chips, there's the foundries, and then there's the ones that make the equipment, the lasers and whatnot, and all the equipment for making the semiconductors. That, to me, is the number one sector in the market right now, the semiconductor equipment makers. Verizon signs first private 5G deal in Europe. Yeah, 5G, that's going to require, there's a lot of chips involved there. The big winners there for me, Qualcomm and The other one is NXP. They also make the auto chips. I've always done well with the semiconductors over the last 22 years. I've made a lot of money in chip stocks. MicroStrategy gets a new buy rating on their Bitcoin strategy. Well, this is the company that put $1 billion. They had $1 billion sitting in the bank, and they couldn't find any better use for that than to buy Bitcoin. And, you know, that sent MicroStrategy, a stock, a company that's had no growth. Okay, over the last 5 years, MicroStrategy has not had a strategy. Their growth has been negative 33% per year. And all of a sudden, you know, and this stock was just languishing in the 130 to 150 area. All of a sudden, the CEO says, I'm going to take this $1 billion we have sitting here in cash and buy Bitcoin. The stock went from 187 to 1,315. Now, that was part of that speculative move that I called out, which lasted from about December, January, about 10 weeks. We had unbelievable speculation in the market between the SPACs, between flying robo-taxis, between Bitcoin stories, electric cars, etc. It was out of control. And everything kind of peaked in mid-February. MicroStrategy peaked at 1,315. Now, here was part of that big correction in the tech sector. MicroStrategy went from 1,300 that clear down to 537. That's what, a 60% drop in MicroStrategy? Well, now their strategy is, I guess, Bitcoin. They got some kind of Bitcoin strategy. I don't like the stock. Low-cost airline Frontier prices IPO at $19. That went public yesterday. We added it to the app today, ULCC. Tough time to be in the airline business. Neo delivery. Now, their last quarter was terrible. This quarter, they delivered 20,600 vehicles. They beat the outlook, and their March shipments reached 7,257 units. Now, there's a possible trade there, okay? It's not that exciting, really, as I look at it. Neo, we made some money in Neo, and we wrote it up. And then we had to sell it as things started to crumble in that sector. Would I get back into it right now? You know what? I thought the chart looked better than that. Not too exciting. Xpeng, XPEV, another Chinese automobile maker. Their deliveries rise 130%. XPEV. I don't like that either. I'm going to check in on Li, L-I. Nah, I don't like that. Other than its basing, all right. B-Y-D-D-F, let's check in on Boyd. Now, that one looks the best of them all. That might be worth a look there. Boyd Company, B-Y-D-D-F. That's a $63 billion EV automaker in China, and that's one that Warren Buffett has an investment in. Now, how about these LIDAR, how about all these autonomous technology companies? I don't like the looks of them at all. Velodyne LIDAR inks a deal with AGM Systems, lifting its LIDAR peers. Yeah, you know what? LIDAR on a chip, LIDAR software, maybe a trade opportunity there. Velodyne, VLDR, is up 14.2% today. Let me look at the other three or four stocks in that sector. Luminar, which is L-A-Z-R, laser, not too exciting to me. You know, looking at a chart, it's all I need to do. How about that LIDAR on a chip? Is it as good as a pimento cheese on a chip? I don't know. We'll find out. AEVA is that one. Not too exciting. And the last one is Oust, O-U-S-T. That looks very boring. Fisker draws cautious first look from Barclays. Well, I think you get down into the second and third tier of electric vehicles. That would not be an area I'd be invested in. That's a lousy-looking chart on Fisker. But you know what? Fisker had a monster move like the rest of this stuff did back in February. And then it totally petered out. Well, I've got a featured stock for you today when we come back, as I always do. This is Bill Gunderson. This is the Best Stocks Now show. We'll be right back. Welcome back here to the final segment for the trading week, as tomorrow will be a closed market. Boy, that doesn't happen very often. It's Good Friday tomorrow. We'll have a newsletter out for you tomorrow. We got a tall order these days. We've got to find stocks that are in the right area of the market. They have to have healthy stock charts. They have to have good momentum and good performance behind them, good relative strength, doing better than just the average stock in the market. Who wants to buy just the average stock in the market? I don't. And it has to make sense from a valuation point of view. Can we find all of that in one stock? Well, you got to look under a lot of rocks, and you got to have some kind of a filtering and visual system to find such examples to use on the show. I give you one almost every single day that does meet our criteria, our stringent, strict criteria. I think we'll go back to the chip sector again and dip down into that chip sector to give you a prime example. In fact, this is where the app comes in handy. www.beststocksnowapp.com, which we are feverishly working on a major upgrade to the app. Oh, spring break slowed things down, but all these developers, you know, they got to go, well, I work. I didn't take a spring break, but they needed some time off. They'll be back maybe next Tuesday. I don't know. And then they'll finish up this project we're working on, Best Stocks Now app. It will, in fact, all three, the Android version, the Apple version, and the web version. But the app points me to my featured stock of the day. It's number 8 rank overall out of 5,638. Okay, number 1, does it meet my value criteria? Yes. It currently has a PEG ratio of just under 1, believe it or not, 0.97. The forward PE of Lam Research, LRCX, is 22.3. The 5-year annual growth rate expected is 22.9, actually. So it's at a slight discount to its growth rate. That's a tall order in this market. PEG ratio of 0.97. It gives me a 5-year target price of $1,190. The stock's currently trading at $5.95, or 100% upside potential over the next 5 years. That includes a dividend yield of just under 1%, 0.9. Now, so the valuation, we can check that box. You got to check all the boxes. You know, there's a lot of stocks that check one box. They check two boxes. They got to check all three. Over the last 12 months, Lam Research is up 148%. Market's up 61%. It gets a momentum grade of A. Not only that, over the last 5 years, Lam has delivered 52.5% per year, while the market's delivered 14% per year. It gets a performance grade of A+. Does it meet the relative strength, strong stock, better than average, much better than average? Yes. On the Investor's Business Daily scale, it's an 85 on a scale of 1 to 99. Now, the last is that visual check. Is it in a number 4 downtrend? No. Is it in a number 3 topping out trend? It was. Is it in a number 1 sideways trend? No. Is it in a number 2 uptrend? It's breaking out today to a new all-time high after a strong move yesterday. That's when I first started to see this kind of rebound in the tech stocks. It was 2 days ago. And I tweeted out to a lot of people. I said, you know, there's signs of life here in this tech sector. Some of the momentum stocks, not a lot of them, but some of these stocks like Lam who meet the valuation criteria, I would not go running back into a 2 or 3 peg ratio stock. But these ones have done quite good peg ratios if it's in the right sector and has some good momentum going for it. Lam Research, the symbol LRCX, has a pristine chart. If you want to see an example of what Bill Gunderson considers to be a pristine chart, LRCX. There's a lot of them in that sector. Applied Materials, AMAT, ASM Lithography, ASML, and NXPI. Beautiful, just beautiful charts right now. Very narrow move in the market here recently, but we'll take it because that presents opportunity. All right, well, we'll make that our featured stock of the day. Well, you know what? We have grown over the last year like nobody's business. We must be doing something right. Who knows what the next year will bring? But whatever it does bring, we'll try to make the best of it and always have our eye in the rearview mirror because there is another bear market creeping up on us somewhere. It will hit. It's not a matter of if, it's when. I took some defensive measures during that sell-off in the momentum during February. Things have improved considerably here this past week. Looks like there's some opportunities out there. But I can't put your money to work if it's not here, you know. I can't put it to work for you. I've made quite a few buys here this past week. Been very active as things are starting to turn around here, finally. After a pretty nasty little sell-off in that momentum slash growth sector. And it also looks like the bond market may be stabilizing here. That's going to help, too. Well, my guys are busy. They've done a fantastic job. My team has been busy over the last year. We could not have experienced the kind of growth we have had without people handling the phone calls, getting the paperwork done, getting the paperwork submitted, getting the accounts here, getting them in the right group, Premier Growth, Ultra Growth, Emerging Growth, Dividend and Growth, and me going to work on them. If you'd like to join us at Gunderson Capital Management and have me and my team managing your money, I'm the guy that makes all the trades here at Gunderson Capital. Go to GundersonCapital.com or call us, 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Have a great day. Have a great 3-day weekend, everybody. Take care.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.